Today is the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, who is both the founder of the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, and the author of the Spiritual Exercises, the man through whom the Lord has given us principles for decision-making. It's quite providential that on his feast day, we have these readings, the gospel about the dragnet and the sorting out of the different fish, and then in the first reading, the setting up of the tabernacle, the dwelling place of God. Let's reflect a little bit on this. Jesus gives us in this last parable of this discourse of the parables, this description of a kingdom of heaven like a net thrown into the sea. Now, remember, most of his followers were fishermen, so it was not a difficult image for them to understand what it was like to throw a net into the sea and pull in a whole bunch of fish, or a variety of fish. So he's not using an image that's difficult for them. It might be more difficult for us. But if you've ever seen or ever done this, seen a dragnet, and I've seen them here in the Philippines, the fishermen, actually the fish, sometimes they get stuck in the net. Their gills or whatever it is get stuck in the nets. They have to pull them out of the nets and then throw them into the different containers. But it's a very simple image. Jesus applies it to the end of time. And we're the fish. According to this parable, we're the fish. And if we're wicked fish, we get thrown into the fire. And if we're good fish, well, then we get put in buckets, meaning we get put in heaven. But usually this parable, because we're not at the end of time yet, usually this parable is used as a way of describing the need to sort out what things come into our life. Because our consciousness, our intellect, is like a big net, and it pulls in all sorts of things all the time. Even our eyes are like nets. We're pulling in things, images, all the time. Our mind is like a big net. It's pulling in things all the time. Some of it's worthwhile, worth saving. Some of it is worthless and should be thrown away. And so we're put in the position of sorting this all out. So the image Jesus uses here is a good one for what St. Ignatius calls the process of discernment. Sorting out the good from the bad, what comes from God and is worth saving, treasuring, and what does not come from God, either because it comes from our own flesh, comes from the world, comes from the evil one, comes from some other source that's not worth saving and must be deliberately thrown out. I'm sure you have this experience, you might not think of it all the time, but whenever we sit down to pray, there's a sorting process that has to take place every single time, every single day. My reflection on my own personal experience this morning, I took a little time for prayer. Of course, I'm preoccupied with my health, so that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Oh, am I getting better? Should I be exercising? Should I be resting? Am I drinking enough water and all these things? And those are all legitimate questions, and I am responsible for myself, but that's not the only thing that enters my mind. Another thing, that comes from within. So I'm saying we all have our own experience. How do you feel? What's your health? Are you tired? Are you energetic? Are you burdened? That's part of what is caught in the net. But the other thing that somehow preoccupied me was this huge earthquake that took place yesterday. You probably heard the news, one of the biggest earthquakes ever. And it happened to take place in a very remote place, actually I think in the ocean, off the east of Siberia someplace. So its effect was basically the tsunami. And so there were tsunami warnings all over the Pacific, including here in the Philippines, although not here in Metro Manila. But I got a notice from the U.S. Embassy, I got a notice from the Weather Bureau, and all these things about tsunami warning. Well, okay, that's important world event. Is that very important to store up in my net? Is that an important thing to reflect on during my prayer time? Not really. Maybe we could say thanks to God that that huge earthquake didn't take place in a densely populated area, because if that had happened, it would have been catastrophic. But it didn't happen, and so, okay. Now, what else is in the net? In my case, I have stuff lying on my desk. I have things that I have to do. I have concerns about upcoming events and blah, blah, blah. Some of them are very important. Some of them are not important. Some I have to attend to right away. Some I don't have to attend to at all. And some of them don't belong in my prayer time. Now, when it comes to the net, it's not only things that come in just by being exposed to us, or are being exposed to them, it's also the things that we deliberately take in. And that's where pondering the word comes in, or praying the rosary comes in, or any devotion comes in. We deliberately put things in the net that are worthwhile, so that we have things that are worth treasuring. The Word of God is a great treasure. And we should spend time deliberately casting our net into the great ocean of the Word, and collecting its very rich treasures. This is a day of pondering, so the pondering groups are meeting today. This is what we do when we ponder. We deliberately take valuable things in. Now, what do we do with them? Well, we don't really know, right? It's not that clear which things speak to us personally and which things are simply to be stored in buckets. But the point is, we're constantly collecting things. Now, in our times, of course, one of the main sources for stuff that gets caught in the net is social media. So people very often spend more time on social media than on any other source. That's where they get their news, that's where they get their connections with their family members and friends, and that's where they get the gossip of the day and all sorts of worthless information. That's why it's very important for us to be careful with our use of social media, because we can fill ourselves with worthless things and drive out or distract ourselves from what's really precious. Saint Ignatius, today's saint, was very wise about sorting out things. And that's why we turn to him as a guide for discernment, for principles of discernment. And I don't want to get to his whole method, but he said it's possible for us to figure out, to use our own reasoning and our own reflection on our own experience, to figure out what things come from God and what things don't come from God. It's not immediately obvious much of the time. Sometimes it is. Sometimes God does something very dramatic. It's clearly his will. But sometimes we get ideas or suggestions or comments from friends or something, and we say, well, I'm not quite sure what God is saying in this, so let me give it some time and let me see what effect it has on my inner life, what movement it stirs in my heart. St. Ignatius used these principles of consolation and desolation. Again, I don't want to go into the technical side, but there are inner experiences that give us a reasonable assurance that it comes from God. Consolation, something that indicates this really is from God and we will be happier if we follow this way. Whereas desolation or darkness is not a time to make a decision, because we don't really know what God wants. So discernment takes time, takes prayer, takes listening, listening from deep within. Today's first reading tells us that there was a time when the cloud filled the meeting tent, descended on the dwelling or the tabernacle, and when the cloud was hovering over them, the Israelites would not move. Spiritual writers often use this kind of imagery for this same kind of process in the spiritual life. When we're in a cloud, we can't see, we don't know where we are, that's a bad time to make major decisions. It's a bad time to launch into a new direction, because we might just go in the wrong direction without knowing it. No, the important thing is to let the cloud lift, let the Lord indicate that it's time to make a decision, and then go. Whenever the cloud rose from the dwelling, the children of Israel would set out on their journey. But if the cloud did not lift, they would not go forward. Only when it lifted did they go forward. So this is symbolic of what St. Ignatius was talking about. When you get consolation, when you get clarity from the Lord, then it's time to make a decision with confidence in God. If you don't have that, don't make major decisions. Wait for the cloud to lift. Wait for the Lord to indicate what you are to do. So, it's providential that on the Feast of St. Ignatius, these readings are chosen for us, because these readings help us understand what he was talking about: discernment, decision-making, listening. And then, once we make a decision, by the way, that we think it comes from the Lord, make the decision and go. Don't wait around. Don't waste time. Because otherwise the cloud is going to settle down on you again. You'll be in a fog. Can't make a decision. So move when the Lord indicates. Move. Don't move when the Lord doesn't give you an indication of what to do. That's very, very basic principles of discernment. And as we go through our day and we keep collecting more and more stuff in our net, we need to wisely sort them out, keep what's good, throw out what's bad, follow the Lord.